Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There is a great production, and they've done so many great productions over the years, at the History Theater in St. Paul. And right now, this production is at the History Theater, The Boy Wonder. And The Boy Wonder, if you're wondering, is probably, for many of us, referred to as The Boy Governor. And Laura Loeffler is director of The Boy Wonder at the History Theater. The Boy Governor was none other than the late Harold Stassen. And Laura joins us to talk about that production and a special event coming up, leading up to all of that. It's coming up, as a matter of fact, in just the next week here. Hey, good afternoon, Laura. Thanks for being on here on WCCO. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
I am a fan of the things that History Theater does in St. Paul. It just have been for years, so I have been impressed with what you do. Tell me a little bit about this production, because, well, first of all, let's talk, if we can, about what's happening on October 26th, which is the anniversary of the UN, and the late Harold Stassen, the Minnesota governor, the young one at the time, youngest governor ever, I believe, was instrumental in helping to found the United Nations.
That's right, he was. He was actually serving in the Navy during World War II, but the president called him back and said, please, leave your post out there on the Pacific front and come help us found this organization. So he was one of course, several delegates sent from the United States. He served on the trusteeship committee, and with the other folks who were on that committee, he worked together to create what became the initial charter for the United Nations, and is still very much how the United Nations is run today.
Well, you know, and let's point out, too, that this on the 26th of October, there is, before the production is run through, the Boy Wonder, there will be a special presentation about that connection. And as a matter of fact, Don Shelby, I believe, is hosting it and discussing the connection that Governor Stassen had and that his own connection and so much more. He was a pretty interesting character, wasn't he?
He really was. And, you know, he was coming up as a younger adult during the Great Depression. And so it was a time when, you know, people were hurting, you know, financially, people were going hungry, people didn't have jobs. And he really came through with a message of togetherness. It was really important to him to reach across the aisle. You know, he was a devout Republican, but he really wanted to change the party to be an all party and to really represent all Minnesotans. And I think with how divided our country, our state is right now, sort of between the political parties, it's a really good message of helping each other out in tough times.
Where is a politician like that today? For people who don't know, the Boy Wonder, that's the production at the History Theater, was also a perennial presidential candidate. I mean, I was trying to go back in my mind and see how many times, as a matter of fact, coming close, almost defeating Dewey, if I'm not mistaken, in the primary to become the Republican candidate that ultimately Thomas Dewey became.
That's right. You know, ironically, it was Stassen's idea to initially have the debates between politicians on the radio so that people could listen and really hear what was going on, not just the people who were able to be there in person. And it was at that first radio debate that he just had a bad night. He was just off his game that day, and he sounded bad on the radio, and people really think that that's why he lost the nomination to Dewey.
Was that the first debate ever of its sort?
You know, Harold also sort of invented the idea of debating someone in your own party, not just waiting to become the nominee and then the different nominees from the different parties, but to debate within your own party. He ended up running for president almost over 10 times over the course of his life. So it's really fascinating that, you know, a lot of people later in his life thought of him as this kind of person who kept losing, person who kept sticking his neck out in this way. But if you look over the course of his whole life, he really changed the way that politics work even today.
Well, you know, in thinking about this, I have to say, reading some about the former governor, Harold Stassen, the Boy Wonder depicted at the History Theater, reading some of this, I was surprised to know that he left Minnesota for a time and almost was it Pennsylvania, I believe? He brought his politics to Pennsylvania and ran for governor there.
Yeah, that's correct. He did. He did not win, but he was president of the university out there for many years, and that was sort of after his time in Washington. He worked in Truman's administration. Eisenhower's administration.
Yes. Yeah. And again, the idea behind this special presentation on the 26th. I don't want to lose sight of that. And people can find more if they go to the History Theater and get more information. But it ultimately is a fundraiser that becomes part of an opportunity for students from across the state. Do they do this once a year, twice a year, I believe, to debate important real world issues that the UN faces? So it's got a real practical application for them, Laura.
Absolutely. And, you know, with all the various situations and conflict that's going on across the globe right now, what better time to support this organization that is helping to, you know, get humanitarian aid to people all over the world?
The neat thing is, too, and I just find this amazing, because if I'm not mistaken, The Boy Wonder, the production at History Theater, it's a musical, right?
It is, yeah. It's written by local composer and writer Keith Hovis.
It's amazing. The productions that have been done over the years, I've seen so many. I've been connected to so many of them. Just great productions that just tell a great story, and they all have a very strong connection to where we live. So, Laura, I hope that you have a good turnout on the 26th. And how long does Boy Wonder run, or is it just... Is it just coming back for this run? I think it's going, is it through the end of the month, right?
It is. We close on October 29th, so you've still got a little bit of time to come see it.
Well, I'm sure it's a great production. I have not had a chance to see it, but you guys always do first-class work there. So thank you so much for joining us to talk about Harold Stassen as we are closing in on the close of The Boy Wonder. You have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.